Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. It's good to see everybody. It's good to be here this morning. All the voices and everything. And great. Appreciate the singing. And I appreciate the messages, the communion message, and the contribution message. Really appreciate it. I'm a strong believer that God is always working. The Holy Spirit is always working and getting us all to connect on the same page. I think as Donald talked about, you know, it's like, wow. And the welcome message was great, too. A great welcoming message. Hey, turn your Bibles over to Matthew 11. We're in the month of June and July. We're going to talk on, and actually the focus is summer inspiration. So we're focusing here on inspired to build. Got to be inspired to build.
Amen.
Then this morning we're going to talk about being inspired to build on His love. The word inspiration, you know, of course, when you're putting together a lesson and you listen to the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, and you want to get understanding, so I like to look up meanings and stuff and facts. But the definition of inspiration is, it says, the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially something creative. Now, I thought that was interesting. So beside that, I put, in quotations, God. So then I looked at the word inspired. Inspired says, to fill someone with the urge or ability to do or feel something, especially something creative. Right. In quotation, I put beside us. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, God had an inspiration to create us. And He's always inspiring us, what? To do something. I thought, You know, you and I are God's inspiration. Genesis 1:26 speaks to that.
Right.
After God got through creating everything, as we know as earth in this universe, He says, hey, I want to create some people just like us. Now, for me, I feel like it's going to be a conversation one day I'm going to need to have with God. Why did you stop short of giving me a lot of power? I'm just going to be honest. I wanted some divine things to work with. Why did we stop short? What happened? Who was in on the decision making on that part? You were the head of the table. You should have told him, shh, be quiet. Sydney needs this type of authority and power. He knew better. God said, nah, we're going to stop short right there. You know, after God created us, He gave us gifts. He gave us talents, education, and skills, trades and training, wisdom and discernment, and the ability to understand it all.
That's right.
Wow. You know, He urges you and I to use what He has given us to love one another and to love the lost, those who are seeking Him, so that they and we may know Him. Ask yourself, are you inspired? Are you inspired? You know, building on God's love is about sharing His love with others. His love inspires us to tell people about the hope that He sent in this world to save us. This hope, which is the true definition of His love for us, just happens to be Jesus. Are you inspired? You know, we know this hope is Jesus who cares for us. Our Lord says, bring all your concerns, your sins, your worries, and your anxiety to Him.
Yep.
Wow. Are you inspired? God seems to have this great exit plan so that you don't have to carry a heavy load. You know, Matthew chapter 11, you know, we're going to talk about being inspired to give it to God. Being inspired to give to God. You know, if you're going to build on God's love, you got to be inspired to give some things to God. And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, He says, come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. God is saying, take my load upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Here's a question. What are you doing with your burdens? Are you giving them to the Lord, or are you keeping them? I'm going to show a video here real quick, and we're going to keep going.
been a long time.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see you here.
Whoa, what's that smell?
Well, that's my trash. I'm a little embarrassed about it.
Oh, well, is that why you've been avoiding me?
Avoiding you? I haven't really been avoiding you. I just, you know, I don't want to get close to you. I mean, I don't want you to smell it.
I'll take it, Kat.
Oh, no. That's okay. I mean, I made it. It's my trash. You know, I should carry it. That's okay.
Yeah, but Kat, I mean, this is my job.
Right.
I take people's trash. That's what I do, so.
Right, okay. Well, maybe I could go and just clean it up a little bit, you know, and then I'll come back.
No, Kat, I don't need you to do that. Okay, I'll take it from you so you don't have to carry the weight.
Oh, well, I...
Come on. Just hand it over. All right? Let go. Yeah. How's that feel?
That is crazy.
Just loosen it up a little bit.
Check that out. I don't know if I've ever moved like that before. Wow. I mean, that is crazy. I feel so free and alive.
Lack of trash.
Wow, I mean, this is the craziest feeling I have ever had. I just feel like something's missing, you know?
You keep feeling free, because that's what you are now.
Right, okay.
What are you doing?
I gotta get one thing, okay?
Oh, no!
Thank you so much for your sacrifice. I really appreciate all that you've done for me.
What's going on here, Kat?
What?
Look, I'll take the trash, but you need to put that back.
Oh, no, actually, that's okay. This is mine. It's my piece. I want to keep it.
No, it goes right back in the bag, so I'll help you. Here, put it here.
No, Jesus, I need to remind myself not to make more trash. I mean, that just...
Kathleen, I will remind you not to make more trash,
oh,
okay?
Well, Jesus, you know...
That's what I do. I mean, we'll walk together.
I know, but I should be in a better place than this by now. I mean, I'm constantly doing things wrong, you know, and I'm constantly letting you down.
No, the only thing that's letting me down is you taking the stuff back. Look, I took care of the trash before you even created it. Look, don't you see what's happening? Every time I take your trash away, you come back and take another piece. And the more pieces you carry around, the more trash you attract. It reeks. Kat?
Well.
When I look at you, I don't see your sin. I see you. The real you, the free you. This is what I'm fighting for. This is what I died for.
Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you. The question is, will you forgive yourself?
Man, what are you doing with your burdens?
Yeah.
Are you giving it to Jesus or are you keeping it?
Right.
Wow. He says, I already took care of everything. You just got to let go of it. Some of us, we have a hard time with letting go of some things. But I'm inspired by the fact that Jesus said, hey, just give it to me. I'll take it. That's what I was sent here for.
Amen.
This is about building on God's love. And God's love begins with his greatest sacrifice, is Jesus to us. You know, if you're not inspired to give your burdens to God, you can't build on his love.
Right.
You know, and you and I know we hate trash. If trash stink, we don't want to be around what?
That's right.
Don't want to be around it. You know, if you're holding on to burdens, it changes you. Believe it or not. When you hold on to them, you can become a different person. You will begin to build a statue of excuses that amounts to nothing.
That's right.
Because you're trying to defend and justify why I need to hold on to all my burdens. You probably say, who does that? Who defends that? The Lord said, well, all of us could just stand up because we're guilty. At one point in time, another in our life, you don't understand. I got it. And God is saying, no, give it to me. Give it to me. We need to be inspired if we serve a God who says, look, give me your problems. Give me your burdens. But when you hold on to those burdens, they can make you dismissive if you don't give it to God. They can make you deceitful. They can make you defensive. And they can make you divisive.
Yeah.
Give it to God. You have to give it to God. Turn me over to 1 Peter 5. I love the fact that Jesus says, man, what I'm going to give you is a lot lighter to carry.
Come on, Sydney.
I don't know about you, but you know, at my age, I like everything to be light as possible.
Yes, sir.
Paper thin, if possible, at that. Now, when I was a younger person, I felt like I had something to prove. And I'll show you how much I can lift, how much I can carry. But as I get older, God reminds me, hey, buddy, you might want to carry a lighter load. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, you know, the key to giving things away to God is it begins with humility.
Yes.
Verse 6, he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Yes.
Are you inspired that there is a God, our God, who cares so much for you? He says, look, dump everything you got on me. Dump it on me. But he said, in order to do that, you're going to have to practice some humility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember back in Matthew, Jesus says, humble in heart. You know, it's like that connection. He said, look, the way to giving up things is you got to be humble. But we'll probably say, who's going to be prideful and hold on to some mess? Well, Lord, I'm not going to look in the mirror today because I might find the answer. I might see the answer that I don't want. You know, God knows, man. I remember growing up, a lot of times my dad would say, when I get in trouble, he said, son, a hard head makes a soft bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way too many times, too. But it is true when you're just so hard-headed all the time. And God is like, look, give it to me. You were not meant to carry these anxieties, these worries, these trash, this sin. He said, you were not meant to carry these things. No, that's why I'm here, to relieve that pressure that you are putting on yourself. It's you that are putting it on yourself. God said, give it to me. Because Jesus is your exit plan.
Right,
right.
Who stays on the highway of burden when there's an exit that says, hey, follow Jesus?
Come on.
You know, humble yourself and give your cares to the Lord. God has given you a way to be free of your troubles. The question for you is, will you take it? The question for you is, will you give it to God? Will you take God up on his offer to lighten your load? Now that is love. And you got to ask yourself, are you inspired? Turn me over to 1 John. You know, we're going to keep going. It talks about inspired to build because of his love. We talked about being inspired to give it to God. But, you know, also inspired to build, as we talk about this, we need to be inspired to build because of his love. In 1 John chapter 4, we're going to read over there. And I love God's love. It's always at work and always working in our life. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, it says, dear friend, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent us his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Point two, inspired to build because of his love. Well, what is God's love? I can tell you it is untainted.
Yeah.
I can tell you it is strong. It is compassionate. It is unrelenting. It is solid. It is full of grace. It is merciful. It is unchanging, and it is forever.
That's right.
Amen.
God's love is Jesus. It is spiritual and holy. Because God himself is spirit and light. Man, are you inspired? God's love is the true love that is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that was given to us. You got to ask yourself, are you inspired? You know, there's a purpose for God's love, and it is you. John 3:16 speaks to that. Ain't that something? For God so much loved you that he sent Jesus.
Amen.
Are you inspired? You know, the question is, will you build the kingdom with his love? The love that God has lavished on you, what will you do with it? You know, I can remember my journey coming to Jackson years ago. And I always remember Jeff Hickman, he said, you need to write a book on that. And I was talking to my grandson's other papa, and he's like, you need to write a book on what's going on in your life now. And I tell you, it's easy for me to write about a lot of things, but it's like, I need to write about my life story. Everybody, you need to write about it. You can tell it well, but you need to write it. You know, with my journey here, because I moved here because I wanted to build God's kingdom here. Where I came from, it was thriving, it was cranking, a church of 400. A lot of us who came from sister churches, we were like, man, that church is cranking, 1,000, whatever. But man, I wanted that gospel to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
I ain't got no family here. I up and came because I wanted to.
Yeah.
That's what moved me here. I could have stayed and been comfortable. I could have kept a pew or chair very warm where I was at.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could have claimed that chair and said, that's my chair. I've been fussing with another member. That's my chair. I sit there.
Yeah.
I could have did that. But God put it on my heart. He said, no, Sydney, that's not the mission. The mission is to go.
Yes.
Other people need to know what you know. Other people need to hear what you have heard.
Amen.
I remember getting up after being unemployed for 2 years. This was during the time when the market crashed in 2008. And my wife was working for the church at the time. And I remember, man, they have nothing much going on. And I remember I was talking back and forth with Richard and another sister who used to be here. And people up there, they always heard me talk about it. I remember one sister said, brother, what are you waiting on, an email or something? You waiting on God to send you an email to go? I never forget that. This is the same thing they say to you. But everybody knew my heart. They knew that God had put this on my heart. I could not stop talking about
right. Coming
here
right. To
do something. And all that stemmed from a visit in 2006. It only took me 4 years to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But I hopped in a 1998 Chevy Malibu with an oil leak and $150 to my name.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Been an employer for 2 years. But I wanted to see God's kingdom here.
Amen.
Hit the road, me and that old Malibu. I miss that Malibu. That Malibu probably the chuck y'all some arrest. That old Malibu hit the road, got here. Sister put me up, her husband gave me a place to stay. Couldn't find a job for 2 years. Got here and God gave me a job in 3 weeks.
Amen.
All because I set out to say, Lord, I want to do something great for you.
Yep.
Go on, do it. I'm still at that job now, going on 13 years later.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
You see, even back then, I was inspired to build something in his name, to build something in his love. When I got here, there was only four disciples here. Four people. There was the Raymonds and two of the others who are here no longer. That was it. We used to meet at the Reds at a picnic table from time to time. We met in another sister house. We just bounced around for years. Churches would come in, people would come and visit, people would come and leave for years. But because I was inspired by God's word and what he gave to me, Jesus, his love, and because God believed in me, I sit in a room, I look at what God has done.
Amen.
Now, if God would have told me what the journey was going to be like to get here 13 years later, what do you think I'd be like? Oh, no, God, I can't take up on that offer. Let's just go back to the part where you should have gave me power in the beginning when you created me. But you got to be inspired by his love.
That's right.
Amen.
Be inspired by his love.
Amen.
A brother once told me, when I was trying to figure out what to do, he said, Sydney, what God has put on your heart, he didn't put on nobody else's heart.
Yep.
You need to go. You need to go. Are you inspired to build because of his love for you?
Amen.
Amen.
It may not be moving somewhere else. It may be changing some things in your life. It may be you becoming a light in your neighborhood or at your job. It may be you, hey, I need to get rid of some of this trash I keep holding on to.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to hide it, hoping nobody don't see it. Mm-hmm. And then when it does show up, let me get into my defensive mode and justify why I'm holding on to trash. Are you inspired to build on this love? Finally, in verse 11, he says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Amen.
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Final point, inspired to love one another because of him.
Yes.
You know, our love for one another is evidence of our fellowship with God, our adoption from God, and that we know him. Love is a valid test of true discipleship and our love for one another.
That's right.
You know, our God is love.
Yes.
And those of us who have been born of him must be love. And that love must be seen in our lives daily. You know, so yesterday my nephew came through here, joined the military. He's going to be MP. And I remember my mom and dad. My dad is a retired military family. And they would just own him, you know. It was like, you know, you need to do something. And they felt like, look, you need structure. You need structure. Your young man, I think he's like 21, 22, but he's like, you need structure. And so they talked to him for a long time, so he ended up joining the Army. He was a little nervous and scared. And of course, my dad being that old military guy, drill sergeant guy, I'm like, man, I just pray for you, you know? You'll be okay. But my dad worked on it. I remember him just sharing about like how, you know, because he was out of shape. He's a big boy, but he was like gaining weight. So my dad said, all right, come on, we're finna go. And my dad walked every day at his age. My dad's like 70 now, but my dad would take him walking every day, walking to get him in that shape. He says, because what you're about to go through, they're going to burn it off of you. And so joined the military, seeing him, he came through. The boy was 260, and the boy 215. I'm like, goodness, man. They shaved off a lot of you in 2 months for 215. So, woo, they shaved off. He said, it's a lot of. He says a lot of 4 a.m. running. I say, wow. Brother, wow. But you young can do it, you know. But I just think about, you know, when you want to share your love with somebody because you want to see them do better. You want better for them. And my father wanted better for his grandson. And he said, this is what you need. And so, you know, he came through, passing, he's going on. And we got to spend a little time with him. And he was grateful. He was grateful that my father, his grandfather, invested time and love in him, preparing him to join the military.
Amen.
He said, I'm grateful. He said, at first I couldn't see it. I was scared. I was trying to do everything but go in the military. But now he's in. He said, I'm grateful. Got his own car. Got his own ride. I said, keep the payment, man. The Army don't play that, buddy. They don't play that. The Army don't. The Army will take that money, don't pay that. But he's in there. And so he's headed out to El Paso, Texas. And he wanted to be an MP. He says, hey, my duty station is going to be on the border. We're going to guard the gates. I said, all right, amen. Do your job, man. Do your job. But just my father sharing that love. You know, my father, like, you know, my father retired, sits at home. Me and my brother was picking him. Do you getting 4 checks? I mean, what else? But my father, like, no, my grandkids mean a lot. He has adopted all of his grandkids. I didn't know you could do this in the Army. He adopted them, all of them. The parents are still involved, but he taught them and adopted them so they could get the benefits of the military.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be able to go to college, treat together. He took them all under.
Wow.
That's the love of a father.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know, of course, I'm like, Dad, do I get any benefits or anything? I get anything. Yeah. But yeah, it's over. Yeah. But his love, to love his grandkids that way, to give them an opportunity to use his experience in the military and all the benefits the military offers him to make sure that they have something. You know, he does that because my father loves God, but he also wants to see people do better.
Right.
Just happens to be his family.
Yep.
You know, we've got to love each other. We've got to love family.
Mm-hmm.
We have our earthly family, but then we have our kingdom family. And we want, just like God, we want everybody on earth to make it.
Yes.
But a lot of your family that's going to be in heaven won't be your earthly family. That's by their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Only if we could control them and make them. My mother has a running joke now. My mom said, you know what? I said, "Mommy, well, you can't take you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink it." She said, "Yeah, but I wonder if you can drown him with that word." I said, "No, Ma, you can't drown." And this is just family, Mama. So, you know, sometimes you just want to take a family member, like, oh. Mama said, maybe I can drown him. You know, in other words, thing like, if I drown him, they'll be able to drink the water and everything. Like, no, Mom, no. But you have to have the love of the Father to love people, even when people don't want to come into the right direction or come the right way.
Yeah.
I like the way God says, you know, he said, look, God is love. And those of us who are born of God, we are love. Are you inspired to be born of God? Are you inspired to be born of that type of love? A love that says, give me your burdens. That's what I'm here for. A love that says, guess what? I am light, so you are light. A love that was inspired to create you, and he gave you some of that inspiration and said, now, I want to urge you to use all the gifts, the talents, the educations, the skill, the training, everything that I have allowed you to acquire, go into the world and use that.
Amen.
Are you inspired to take the gospel to people and help them to become disciples of our Lord, of our King Jesus? Be inspired to give him your burdens so you can love. Be inspired to build on his love so that you can continue to grow in love. And be inspired to love one another because God is love, and that's what you are too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, guys.
Amen.